This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A federal law seeks to protect coal miners. In Bucks County, a school is looking to revise some of its policies. An iconic roller coaster won't open up this season. Lastly, it's Jelly Roll versus Jelly Roll. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The Federal Labor Department revealed a new rule that seeks to better protect coal miners against the black lung, reports CBS Local Pittsburgh. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue announced this news during a stop in Uniontown on Tuesday, explaining how this rule would cut miners' exposure to poisonous silica dust during their shift. This lower permissible exposure limit to silica is now 50 micrograms per cubic meter of air for a full shift exposure, which was calculated as an 8-hour average. If a miner's exposure goes over this limit, mine operators must take immediate corrective actions. In central Appalachia, it's estimated that one in five tenured coal miners has black lung disease, which can reduce life expectancy by an average of 12 years. Says Sue, quote, "For too long, we accept this as just the way things are for people who work in mines. They've had to work without the same protections from silica dust that people in other industries have, even though we've known about the harms of silica dust." Parents of students in the Central Bucks School District raised concerns about a few posts that appeared on Instagram recently, reports PhillyBurbs.com. One post, published by the Central Bucks West High School Muslim Student Association, was anti-Israel, although it was later removed and the club members apologized. The other post regards those of the club's advisor, a Spanish teacher, which involved Palestinian freedom. He was also accused of having photos of students posted to his account and is said to have encouraged them to follow a separate account for his side business, although upon investigation, school officials say this teacher didn't appear to violate any district policies. Now the district is looking to tweak its social media policy for club-run accounts by clearly defining the roles of members and advisors and establishing guidelines for what can and can't be posted. This will all be discussed at the next board policy committee meeting next month. The steel curtain at Kennywood won't open this season, states WPXI. The roller coaster, according to a post from the park, is currently undergoing a revamp, quote, to increase ride reliability and longevity. This may take a bit, although when the steel curtain will be available to ride again hasn't been confirmed. It's Jelly Roll versus Jelly Roll, says Penn Live. Jelly Roll, one word, is a Philly area wedding band that's been using that name since the 1980s. They've played the Union League of Philadelphia, the Army-Navy game, and the White House during the George W. Bush administration. Twice. This is all mentioned in a lawsuit the band filed against country sensation Jelly Roll, two words, accusing the singer of causing quote-unquote irreparable harm due to the confusion of having the same name. Plus, he's taken up a lot of Google real estate. Before he came into popularity, Jelly Roll the band would be at the top of search engine results. Further information regarding the suit remains pending. Why did the Jelly start the band? Because it wanted to jam.
I'll see myself out.
That's all for today. For more news, mosey on over to PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast wherever you stream it and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com, even if it's just to say hi. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk during Friday's episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.